And after a while, he found himself homeless, literally living under a tree, cold, was the winter, penniless, didn't have any money, and without any friends, absolutely miserable. And somehow, for some reason, he said, okay, he was in this depression for a few weeks, and then he said, well, let me try something. Took out a piece of paper, and on this piece of paper, simply wrote everything for which he's grateful. So the kind of things that he wrote there, as he told me, Beethoven's Fifth, he loves music. He wrote his parents, who were in Israel. He wrote vanilla ice cream, which until today is his favorite. He thought about his friends back home. All the things, made a long list of all the things in the world for which he's grateful. And he credits this experience as the turning point in his life. Why? Because he started to focus on something else. Not just on the impossibilities, on the terrible, but on the possibilities, the wonderful. Do this experiment. And by the way, he has this. He's now 55 years old. He has this piece of paper with him, crumbled, but still there in his wallet, reminding him that there is so much, so many wonderful things in the world. Just think about the kind of life that we're leading.